I'm Will Griffin, and this is Live in Studio C at 91 Classical and Nashville Public Radio. We have a treat today, music perfectly suited to Halloween. This is the 31st of October, and we're going to hear music written by composer Liana Kirchhoff. And this is a rare occasion where we have the composer with us today. Liana, thanks for being with us. Baritone Jeffrey Williams is here from Austin Peay State University, and he's with Kevin Jablonski, who will be playing double bass. Kevin is with the Nashville Symphony Orchestra, and pianist Ben Harris from the Blair School of Music at Vanderbilt. So, Jeffrey, good to see you again. We're looking forward to this dark music. Tell us about it.
Thank you so much. Yes. So I can tell you a little bit about how this project came to be. It's based on Guy de Maupassant's The Diary of a Madman, which is a text written in 1885. And as far as we've found, this text has never been set to music. There's another setting by the same name of Gogol that has been set to music many times. I have known Liana for a bunch of years, and I've been wanting to work with her. And we secured a Center for Excellence in the Creative Arts grant from Austin Peay State University that made this piece possible. So we found this text, and I love portraying crazy, demented people in opera and just in general, because it allows me to get a range of things that I might not do in my daily life. So we thought that this would make a really fantastic piece to try something new with. So.
Well, good. Well, you don't look the part. I mean, yeah. You look at this sunny face. Not a bit. Maybe that's a part of the setup for this piece then.
Yes.
Maybe a little bit of a double thing going on. Liana Kirchhoff is at the University of Denver. We're happy to have you in the studio with us. Tell us about your part.
Well, I've been working on this piece probably about a year and a half from when Jeff first contacted me. And it's a piece that I can't draw from my own inner experiences like I normally might do for writing a character. So I found it to be really a good challenging piece for me. And also to write for baritone, I've written far more for sopranos and mezzos than I have for baritone.
Can you give us a thumbnail sketch of the story and what happens in it and who the protagonist is?
Yes. Well, we call this a mono opera, which is a single character opera. It lasts about 25 to 30 minutes. And the main and only character is a judge who is a very well-regarded judge. And as the short story reads, he has left a diary that tells about his gradual interest in seeing if he could kill something. He feels that he has a connection since he's been trying all kinds of criminals his whole career. So he at first kills an animal, a little bird that is his servant's bird. Mm-hmm. And then in the opera version, in the second half of the piece, he is walking one day and he comes across a lone fisherman who's sleeping under a willow tree. And he finds a spade nearby and decides he should just kill this fisherman. So those are the main two events of the piece. But interspersed within the piece are several moments in which the judge is justifying his behavior. Mm. That his main thesis, I would say, is that he thinks killing is as beautiful as creating is. And he feels that it's very much human nature to kill things. And he points to even little kids will squash a bug or kill an animal. So we have this character who's going back and forth between getting ready to create to kill, and then these other moments in which he's really justifying what he's doing.
So it's a psychological study of a mm-hmm. person
yes.
who's gone off the rails. Let's not say that we really approve of this guy
completely.
Too strongly.
Right.
Anyway, Liana Kirchhoff, thank you for your introduction to your piece. Jeffrey Williams is the baritone with Kevin Jablonski, double bass, and Ben Harris, piano, Diary of a Madman.
Thank you. I've just left port. I have condemned Blundell to death. Now why did this man kill his five children? Destruction of life is a pleasure, yes, yes, it should be a pleasure, the greatest of all, perhaps, for isn't killing the next thing to agree? Servant John had a goldfinch in a cage hung in the office window, and I sent him on an errand, and I took the little bird in my hand. In my hand, where I felt its heart beat, it was warm. I went up to my room. From time to time I squeezed. From time to time I squeezed. I squeezed. I squeezed it tighter. I was nearly choking it. Squeezed it tighter and tighter. I was nearly choking it. I was nearly choking it. Nearly choking it. Choking it, choking it. But I could not see the blood. I could not see the blood. That red thing glow, which is the blood, the blood. then I did as assassins do. I washed the scissors, I washed my hands, I took the body to the garden to hide it. I buried it under a strawberry plant. Was very gay. Light rejuvenated. Judging, condemning, killing by the spoken word. If I should do as all the assassins have done. Thank you. fisherman asleep. It was noon. A spade was standing in a field nearby, as if expressly for me. Now the requirements of social life have made murder a crime. We condemn and punish the assassin, but as we cannot live without yielding to this instinct of death. And I saw under a willow a fisher asleep. It was noon. A spade was standing in a field nearby, as if expressly for me. It was I took it. I returned. I raised it. I raised it like a club. There is nothing more beautiful. There is nothing more honorable. I raised it like a club. There is nothing more beautiful and honorable than killing. And with one blow, I cleft the fisherman's head. this one, this one. Oh, rose, rose-colored blood, rose-colored blood, blood, it flowed into the water quite gently. Rose-colored blood, it flowed, and I went away with a grave step. Executed him this morning. It is done. He died very well. Very well. That gave me pleasure. Now I shall wait. Now I shall wait. It would take such a little thing to let myself be caught. Now I shall wait. I can wait. 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 Wait.
That was The Diary of a Madman, music of Leona Kirchhoff, sung live in Studio C by baritone Jeffrey Williams with double bassist Kevin Jablonski and Ben Harris at the piano. Well, it's a powerful work. Let's say the work of a madman in this story, of course, not a mad woman, I'm happy to say. Leona Kirchhoff is with us in Studio C. Leona, thanks for being with us today and presenting this music.
Thank you.
And Jeffrey, well done. And tell us quickly, you're singing this tonight. It is a Halloween night. If you're listening on Thursday, you missed it, I should have to say. So tell us about your concert.
Yes. So this is the entire second half of the program. This is what's happening after intermission. And the first half of the program is a selection of spooky German lieder from the Schauerromantik period of Schubert, Schumann, Mendelssohn, Wolf, and Löwe. And then after that, I'm singing Massenet's complete October poems. A little sorbet compared to everything else. That's the first half, and Leona's piece is the second
half.
That's
great. We should go back a moment and say that this piece, The Diary of a Madman, composed by Leona Kirchhoff, is based on a story by Guy de Maupassant, who wrote some stories, I understand. So,
yes.
Thank you, everyone. Good program.
Thank you so much for having us.
Really appreciate it.
I'm Will Griffin. Thanks for being with us for Live in Studio C. Coming up next week, the Blair School of Music presents some of their opera students with selections from Mozart's great opera, The Marriage of Figaro, live in Studio C. Our thanks to the Tennessee Arts Commission, the Community Foundation of Middle Tennessee, and the First Tennessee Foundation for their generous support of 91 Classical and Nashville Public Radio.